Chapter 7. As I exited the portal, I was immediately inundated with a series of messages that appeared in my vision as though I was logged into Terra Forma. They let me know several facts that would have otherwise been completely obvious. First and foremost, I was in the Hall of Mirrors, which was where all Terra Forma adventures started. It was the place where I could travel between worlds by stepping through one of the mirrors. Second, I was level 1 and was currently classified as a godling. That wasn't surprising, as it was the lowest rank of god in Terra Forma. I knew that as I grew more powerful, I could ascend to higher ranks. Thirdly, that the portal I'd come through was well beyond my level, and as Rhapsody appeared beside me in the Hall of Mirrors, a series of metaphysical chains appeared across it, barring it from use. I didn't even need the message attached to it to know I wasn't going home anytime soon. Instead, I focused on my surroundings. I was standing in a room that was completely white. Or would have been if not for all the fucking mirrors. Mirrors on top of mirrors of every shape and size dotted the landscape. The floor was made of mirrors. The walls and ceiling were mirrors too. Infinite mirrors extending in every direction and reflecting back at each other so that looking at every single one was like staring at an abyss of endless eternity. It was too much, really. To stand in the center of infinity and know that it stretched out into a vast infinity of worlds. That each of those mirrors was a world I could unlock. That each led to far-off places. Some in this dimension, some not, but all teeming with otherness. I felt my head start to swim, and as dizziness threatened to overtake me, I tried to look away. As I did, I found Rhapsody's smiling face. "Be at ease, Garrett." She reached out and touched my forehead with her index and forefingers, and in that instant, I felt a lot better. Sure, I was still standing in a room full of portals to infinity, but at the same time, I could now comprehend my place in the infinity. "Thanks," I said as I concentrated on her smiling face. Then I shut my eyes and took a deep breath. It was go time, and I needed to make use of every last second. No matter how long I had, Zaxxas would eventually show up. And I had to be ready.
"You are most welcome," she replied as I opened my eyes. "What is it you would have me do to help you?"
"What can you do?" I asked, because in the game, after bringing you to the hall, Rhapsody wasn't able to offer much support besides being sort of present for advice and whatnot.
"Not much, unfortunately," she frowned. "I have managed to use my powers to change you from a human to a godling, but unfortunately, your level of godhood is not sufficient for me to give you much help right now."
She sighed.
"The rules of the universe frown on gods helping beings of lesser power, even if we are both gods. If you grow stronger, I will be able to help you more."
"Right." I wasn't surprised, because it had been that way in the game. "Say, is there a way to suppress all the portals I can't currently enter?"
"Of course," she grinned at me. "You are a god, albeit a weak one currently."
She waved her hand at the surroundings.
"Just will it, and it will be."
I did as she said, and as I thought about making them disappear, all but 3 of the mirrors vanished. One was the mirror I'd come through, and was still chained up, so it was of no help. The other 2 were only a few feet away, and as my gaze flicked to the left one, I found myself staring into a world I knew well. "Training dungeon," I murmured with a nod.
"So that's real?" "In a manner of speaking," Rhapsody's gaze settled on the dungeon portal. I have spent a considerable portion of my power to make this a reality for you, and it would do no good if you were not able to take full advantage of it. She turned her sparkling eyes to me. Hence, the training dungeon. It will help you familiarize yourself with your initial powers. That just leaves my world, I said as I turned to the last mirror. Through it, I could see the makings of a solar system. Not ours, of course, but a completely different one that, from the look of things, had a massive star, several planets, moons, and everything in between. There was just one problem. It's totally dead. I swallowed as I read through the messages that appeared in my vision. None of these planets have life or are in anywhere near a proper orbit. Hell, the best one doesn't even have an electromagnetic field. I felt my heart start to sink. Is there anywhere else? Yes, but strategically, this is the best system to confront Zaxxas. Rhapsody met my look of despair with one of absolute confidence. I know it may seem difficult, but I believe you can transform it into something amazing, champ.
Well, right now I don't feel like a champ, I said as I read through all the data coming in. None of it looked promising. Still, I always like the challenge.
I cracked my knuckles with a nod.
Let's get on with this.
That's the spirit, champ.
Rhapsody beamed at me, and then did a very nice little bounce.
What would you like to do first?
I want to run a survey on the system and get a list of, well, everything useful. I touched my chin. When I played before, I had an add-on with a script that would tally a galaxy's resources and whatnot. Can we do something like that?
I don't see why not.
She stared at me.
You are a god, after all. In this place, your powers are largely bound only by your own imagination.
Okay, I said, not wanting to argue with her about how I was only a level one godling, but whatever. Instead, I focused on the system beyond the mirror. Then, in my second act as a god, I focused on the information I wanted to know. It was crazy to have information suddenly be in my brain. There were 16 planets in the system, several dozen moons, and a plethora of asteroids. What's more, I knew the rough composition of the closest ones. It made my stomach sink. Not because I wasn't happy with the knowledge. No. It was because the planet nearest the optimal temperature zone sucked. Sure, it had a lot of rare resources on it, but stripping your main planet bare was a good way to fuck yourself in the future. If I did that, the future inhabitants would have a lesser ability to survive. That was assuming it ever got inhabitants, because its current atmosphere was 0.6% of where it needed to be to sustain life. Worse, even if I melted the ice caps on the planet and converted the easily accessible minerals to create CO2 and other greenhouse gases, I could only increase the atmosphere to around 1.2%. A quick glance around the rest of the solar system let me know there were enough water and gases on some of the other planets to create a viable atmosphere on the one I'd chosen. But that looked like a logistical nightmare given my current power level. I'd have to strip mine all those planets and then transport it to my desired planet, something that would take way too long for my liking. The main problem, though, was twofold. The core of the planet was dead, and because of that, it wasn't generating a magnetic field whatsoever. That meant the solar radiation from the star was ripping away the atmosphere on the planet at a crazy rate, so that needed to be fixed, too. And that had nothing to do with the non-minor fact that the planet was a bit too far from the star to reach the optimal temperature. No, it would need to be moved closer. Now, in Terraforma, all these things could be fixed in a variety of ways. but they required a ton of energy. And call me crazy, but I was betting a level one godling didn't have that kind of power. "How much aura do I have?" I asked aloud, though I probably could have thought it and known. As I spoke, a small green bar that indicated how much energy I had available for skills, magic, and pretty much everything in between appeared in the corner of my vision. There was no number on it, but somehow I knew it wasn't very much. "How much aura does it take to move Planet 6 into the proper orbit?" As I said the words, I concentrated on what I wanted and then frowned as the information popped into my head. I needed 16 times my current maximum. Awesome. On the upside, restarting the planet's core was only 4 times my current maximum.
"What have you learned, Garrett?" Rhapsody asked, clearly curious.
"Don't you already know?" I asked, as I let the problem turn over in my mind. I needed to both restart the planet's core and move it into the correct orbit. For that, I'd just need to level up.
"No,"
Rhapsody shook her head. "In this realm, you are a god." She gestured at the mirror.
"My avatar is merely that."
She gestured at herself.
"Your realm is not strong enough for me to manifest here as a goddess."
"Ah," I nodded. That was certainly a bit different, but not surprising. "If the realm gets stronger, will you be able to come as a goddess?"
"Perhaps."
She tapped her chin in thought.
"But it will be a long time until that happens."
She waved the conversation away.
"So what are you thinking?"
She pointed to the mirror with my star system.
"About that."
"I think I need to move that damn planet and restart the core." I scrubbed my face with my hand. "And to do that, I need to be a lot more powerful than I am." My gaze flicked to the training dungeon. "I guess I know what needs to be done."
"What's that?"
Rhapsody asked as she came up to me and smiled. "I'm going to do the training dungeon and get more powerful. Then I'll come back and fix this mess." I gestured at the system. "Can you hold down the fort until I get back?"
"I would be more than happy to do so."
She nodded like I'd given her an incredibly important job. It was weird, because while I knew it was only Rhapsody's avatar and not the goddess herself, I couldn't help but feel a little bad. In the game, she hadn't been able to enter any of the mirrors, so I'd always tried to be nice to her and sometimes even gave her things to do while I was gone, even though I could do most things myself, and that had seemed to make her happy enough. "Awesome." I gave her a salute as I headed toward the mirror that led to the training dungeon. "See you in a bit." With that, I put my hand on the mirror and let it rip me apart and put me back together again like a cosmic Humpty Dumpty with better men and horses.